Coming up, Brian McTavish and the weekend to-do list. I know that band, Brian McTavish. That's Shooting Star from Kansas City.
Kansas City's?
Yeah.
Shooting Star.
Good morning, sir.
Years and years ago, did you know they used to be called Shooting Stars?
No, I didn't know that.
That was before we were born.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic rock, summer car jam.
Okay.
Shooting Star, Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad fame.
Really?
Really. Wow. Like it or not, here they come. Pat Travers of Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights fame.
Yeah.
Black Oak, Arkansas of, I know, just the name Black Oak. You must have seen that same midnight special I saw.
Yeah, I did.
Hot and nasty.
Nasty, yeah.
That's not a descriptor. That's one of their hits.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And Humble Pie did the same tune, by the way. But Black Oak, Arkansas, oh, man, that brings back some memories.
They all did the same tune once upon a time. Yeah, you know, David Lee Roth of Van Halen, well, that's where he got his whole bare-chested, long-haired, crazy man thing from. From who?
Wow.
From Jim Dandy Mangrum of Black Oak, Arkansas. Anyway, it starts at 6:10 Saturday night.
Jim Dandy will be here?
Jim Dandy should be here.
To the rescue.
You can never count on Jim Dandy, but apparently this is highly organized classic rock. 6:10 sharp, Saturday night, Cricket Wireless Amphitheater, formerly Sandstone, always Sandstone to me and you in Bonner Springs.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I only know that's Kenny Loggins because you told me so.
No, you guessed it. Be honest with the listeners. You guessed it. You got to admit it. You like that song. You've never heard that song before?
I have to admit I like Kenny Loggins.
Okay, here's the deal. That first voice was Kenny Loggins. The second voice was a guy named Gary Burr, who actually wrote Love's Been a Little Bit Hard on Me, the top tenor for Juice Newton in 1982.
Uh-huh. I remember that song.
Uh-huh. The third
music,
voice. This is all
days.
About memory lane here.
Yeah.
Sadly or joyously or both. And that third female voice was singer-songwriter Georgia Middleman. These are very, very talented people. The most famous, of course, is Kenny Loggins. He's one-third of the band that he is part of with these other two called the Blue Sky Riders.
Mm.
Kenny stays busy. Kenny is the soft rock legend. That's a very jaunty Kenny thing I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kenny Loggins.
I think I'm hearing Messina in there.
Yeah. Well, here's how it's going to break down. It's actually two shows, okay? Kenny Loggins with Blue Sky Riders, Friday night at Crown Center Square. That's going to be a very Kenny-centric concert on Friday, okay? Focusing
okay.
on his hits, you know, with Loggins and Messina and House of Pooh Corner.
Yeah.
And
I'm all right.
Your Mama Can't Dance. I'm
this
all right.
This is it.
This is it. Keep going.
Yeah. No,
that's
stop
all you got?
There.
Okay, Danger Zone. Footloose from Footloose. And then Saturday night, it's more of a Blue Sky Riders original music concert group show. Kenny's on stage, but focusing on the band's original material. That's a show of Saturday Folly Theater, a benefit concert for a local bone marrow transplant survivor.
Trailing far behind me in the distance, just a snapshot picture, postcard souvenir.
Eleni Mandel.
You pronounced it correctly.
Yeah.
You know this woman?
A little bit.
I had really stumbled upon her when I saw her concert was coming, and I caught a clip of her on YouTube, and I thought, ooh, I'm a new fan.
Yeah, she has one hell of a voice.
it's understated yet unforgettable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really, and she's been...
kind of reaches in there, grabs you by the heart.
I wish people could see you expressing that physically to me right now. That was rather impressive. Yes, Eleni.
It's the magic of radio,
It is,
Brian.
The magic of radio. We are the men behind the curtain. You can't even see the curtain. Okay, Eleni Mandel. This is going to be good. I have a sneaking suspicion. A personal pop of a pretty interesting nature, not to mention her interesting first name, Eleni. 8 o'clock Saturday night, Davies Uptown Ramblers Club. She's been knocking around for well over 10 years. She's probably most famous for being not that famous, you know. But she's a critic's darling, and her new, brand new album, I heard it all. It's great. I Can See the Future, and we're listening right new to Never Have to Fall in Love Again. Good luck with that, Eleni. She's quoted as saying, let's see, I have to find this very, very interesting quote. I've fallen in love a few thousand times, most of those times with the wrong person. Ain't that just the way?
Oh.
Hey.
Back in the chair, back in the seat.
You got up first. You're like that kid in class who said he threw it. But
I'm the superintendent's son. Of course I'm that kid.
Kraske does not get out of the chair as often as you do during the segment, I have to say.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Kraske after the show.
Please do.
All right.
Okay, that, of course, is the one and only, but never lonely, Jennifer Lopez. She is on the co-headlining tour extravaganza with Enrique Iglesias. They'll be singing and dancing and dancing. And yes, don't forget dancing. 7 o'clock Saturday night. Do I have that right? Double check me on there, online lookers. I believe it's 7 o'clock Saturday night at Sprint Center, 14th and Grand.
And we've got a music festival in Westport to talk about briefly.
I had so much more to say about Jayla, but we
so
have no
very
time.
Briefly.
Okay, so very, 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 very briefly, Pitch Music Showcase in Westport. More than 30 local bands and DJs, 7 o'clock Saturday night till 3 o'clock in the morning.
More information on our website,
all
Brian.
All over Westport. Go to the website. Good to see you, Bill.
That's Brian McTavish. Good to see you. You'll find us complete weekend to-do list, more information about our guests and previous broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook, this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Looking for a good film to see? Check out our critics 3 to See, their favorite indie, documentary, and foreign films showing on area screens. On Monday, a look at Missouri Amendment 2, the so-called Right to Pray Amendment. Our theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Danny Alexander, Suzanne Hogan, and Kim Noble. I'm Bill Anderson, and you are up to date.